Blessed is our God, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Everywhere, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this city of Flint, for every city and countryside, and for the faithful dwelling in them, let us pray to the Lord. For healthful seasons, abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. For travelers by land, by sea, and by air, for the sick and the suffering, for captives and their salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all tribulation, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Falling to remembrance our most holy, immaculate, most blessed, and glorious Lady Theotokos, and of the Virgin Mary. All the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
To thee, O Lord.
Unto thee, our glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Way of the world.
shall be a kindness, and let him be truthful. It shall be an excellent oil that shall not make them death. And yet my prayer also shall be their community. When the judges are overthrown and shown in place to think that you are rich, they are free. A bone was gathered at the great mouth of someone cut it in three before the coming year. But when I shall run to thee, O God, the Lord, and thee is my help. Be not my soul destitute. Take me from the chair that they have laid to me, and then from the worst of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into the own mouth, fall that I have fallen with faith. I cried unto the Lord with my heart, and with my voice unto the Lord, that I made my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him, and I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed with me, he did not lose my prayer. In the way which I walked, he suddenly made it clear to me. I looked in my right hand and saw, and there was no man that would know me. Blessed shall be your name here to my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord, and said, Thou art my refuge and my fortress in the land of the living. I turned unto my father, and I brought thy love. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stumbling in the heart.
Bring my soul out of me.
Truthless foe of demons and our weapon invincible. Thou art the glory of martyrs and true adornment of all the saints, calm port of salvation, that which granteth the world great mercy of God unto the world.
Praise the Lord, all ye nations, praise him, all ye people.
Rejoice, O holy cross of the Lord, whereby the race of man was loosed from the ancient curse. Thou hast died for joy and gladness. Thou who thus dashed down the foes of thy elevation, O all venerable. Our succor and help are thou, in that might of all that rule, strength of the righteous, and the beauty of adoring priests, where thou art portrayed. Thou dost rescue from every ill, scepter of power, staff of strength, wherewith we are shepherded, weapon of peace, round about with the angels, hover with the fear and awe, divine and true glory of Christ God, who didst bestow his great mercy on the world.
For his mercy is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever.
Rejoice, thou faithful guide of the blind and skillful healer of the sick. O most precious cross, who when we fell to corruption didst lift us up once again. O thou resurrection of all that died. Through thee is corruption quelled, and corruption hath blossomed forth. We who are mortals born of earth have been deified, and in utter loss have the devil been overthrown. Looking on thee, exalted by hands of high priest today, with faith and love we exalt him who is exalted on thee for us. And thee do we worship, richly joining forth the divine great mercy for our souls.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The voices of the prophets declared beforehand the holy wood, whereby Adam was set free from the ancient curse of death. Today, as the cross is lifted up, creation also lifted up its voice, asking God for his rich mercy. O Master, who alone are all this adversity, gracious unto us and save our souls.
Now and then and after, and unto ages of ages. Amen.
David the prophet, who came through the Theotokos, the grand heir of God, before time sang of thee in praise, and shouted to him who was wondrous through thee, saying, Sing to Christ on thy right, for God has shown thee to be a mother of thee for Christ, and that he was willing to appear incarnate from the thou Father. Renewing the creation of his likeness, corrupt with suffering, in order to find the sheep lost of the hills, and carry it upon his shoulders, and offer it to the Father and Daddy, through his will to the heavenly host, and to save the whole world. For he is the reigning Christ, possessor of rich and great mercy.
Wisdom, let us
attend.
Establish the world so that it shall not be ruled.
The Lord.
saints and all our brethren in Christ.
Señor, ten piedad, Señor, ten piedad, Señor, ten piedad.
And we pray for mercy, light, peace, health, salvation, visitation, pardon, and forgiveness of sins of all those gathered here, for all Orthodox Christians of your worship, who live and dwell in the heart community. And we pray for the blessed and ever memorable fondness of this holy church, and for all our fathers and brethren, the Orthodox departed this life before us, who here and all the world lie asleep in the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
And we pray for those who bear fruit and do good works in this holy and all venerable temple, for those who serve and for those who sing, for all the people here present who wait thy great and rich mercy. Our merciful God, above this mankind, and unto thee do we ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Thou didst shake the whole earth, and when thou wast laid in the grave, thou didst raise those who lay in the grave. granting mankind life and incorruptibility. Wherefore we offer Christ, glorifying that through the resurrection.
For he has established the world which shall not be moved.
The law transgressing people, O Christ, delivered thee to Pilate, who condemned thee to crucifixion. Thus the ingrate appeared before his benefactor. But thou didst suffer burial willingly, and didst rise on the third day by thy own power. For thou art God, granting us endless and great mercy.
Holiness adorns thy house, O Lord, forever.
Clearly the women reached thy tomb seeking thee with tears. And when they found thee not, they shouted to him out, saying, Woe to us, O our Savior, King of all, how was thou stoned? In what place containeth thy life-bearing body? And an angel answered them, saying, Weep not, but go preach that the Lord hath risen, granting us joy, for he alone is compassionate.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen.
O God, fulfilled is the saying of the prophet Moses, which saith, Ye shall see your life hanging before your eyes. Today the cross is exalted, and the world is set free from error. Today the resurrection of Christ is inaugurated, and the ends of the earth rejoice. As with demonic symbols, they offer thee a hymn and say, Thou hast wrought salvation in the midst of the earth, O God, even the cross and the resurrection, whereby thou hast saved us, O thou who art good in the love of mankind. O Almighty Lord, glory to thee.
Lord, now lift up thy servant, depart in peace, according to thy word. For my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people.
Condemnation and all we
cross, by the protection of the audible bodiless powers of heaven, at the supplication of the audible glorious prophet for honor and baptism of our Lord John, the holy glorious and laudable apostles of the holy glorious and right victorious martyrs, of our venerable and God-bearing fathers, of St. George, the trophy bearer, patron of this holy community, of St. Mary Magdalene, of St. Nicholas, Archbishop of Myra and Lycia, the holy righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us for as much as he is good and the lover of men God.
Amen.
The prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us.
Yes. Very nice, ladies. Very nice.
Thank you.
No, you can keep that.
Okay, close it. Watch your fingers.
No, come here.
Watch your fingers.
Here, you want to walk with me?
Yes, walk.
No.
Yes.
Here, you
somebody
know what?
Somebody has to hold
here.
You.
Noah, come here.
Uh-oh.